Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Daar is 'n geel vlak 2 waarskuwing dis vir erge donderstorms oor die verre suidweselike dele van Gauteng, asook die oostelike dele van beide die Noordwes en die Vrystaat. Enkele buie en donderbuie kan ook verwag word in Mpumalanga en Limpopo. Pretoria, Mbombela en Rustenburg op na 28, Johannesburg 27 en Malagleni 26 en Polokwane 30 grade.
Soos ons nou al klaar genoem het, in Kempton Park op die R21 Noord is die pad toe tussen Griffinsweg en die R24 lughawe afrit as gevolg van die busongeluk. Natuurlik ook op die R24 Oos in Kempton Park was daar ook 'n ongeluk na Barbara Weg. So verkeer is baie swaar in die hele gebied.
En daarmee saam het Ekurhuleni Metropolisie pas bevestig dat 12 mense sover doodverklaar is waar daai bus vanoggend verongeluk het op die R21 Noord, dis by die afrit na die OR Tambo Internasionale Lughawe. Daar is verskeie noodpersoneel op die toneel met berigte dat van die passasiers in die bus vasgekeer is. Die afrit na die lughawe is toe en soos wat jy in Felicity se verkeer gehoor het, vermy die gebied. En Amerika se president Donald Trump sê hy gaan vir homself 'n splinternuwe Tesla voertuig koop om sy ondersteuning te wys vir sy hoofverkiesingsbefondser en sy adviseur Tesla se Elon Musk. Tesla aandele het gister vergeval te midde van onsekerheid oor die impak van Trump se invoertariewe op markte. Daar was ook 'n aantal aanvalle op Tesla motorhandelaars in Amerika en van die voertuie is ook aan die brand gesteek as protes teen Musk se invloed op Trump se administrasie. Ek skryf dit Susa. Nog nie so nie.
It seems that part of the rugby world is still fighting the bomb squad. This time, Gregor Townsend has doubled down on his view of the bomb squad, suggesting the teams should not be allowed to go with a 7-1 split. The Scotland head coach last week stated that the tactic was not in the best interest of the sport, with more teams going forward heavy with their replacements after the success of the Springboks. South Africa regularly went with a 6-2 split on the bench as they secured the World Cup title before introducing the 7-1 just before the 2023 World Cup. Not happy.
Shame. They never cry or moan when they win.
Oh, yeah.
And also, France have employed a 7-1 split fairly recently in the current Six Nations. Mm-hmm. And seemingly, they are allowed to.
Yeah, it's fine for them.
It's okay.
It's not so fine when you're the champions.
No, it's not. Australia will play England under lights at the Melbourne Cricket Ground to celebrate the 150th anniversary of Test cricket in 2027. The match will commemorate the first ever Test played between the two arch rivals in Melbourne back in 1877. UEFA Champions League last 16. It's the second leg ties tonight. Barcelona take on Benfica. Liverpool lead Paris Saint-Germain 1-0, but they'll be at home and will be hoping that they can push through to the next round. Inter Milan will take on Feyenoord and Bayer Leverkusen face Bayern Munich. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's a Jack of Sport.
Jacarina FM plays more. Music.
There's a party downtown near Fish Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
Like this.
I'll be in your head all weekend. Yeah.